Today, we're reacting to and reviewing Dragon Ball Evolution.
Nano!
Nano.
This is a special. This is probably the biggest key moment special of all time.
It's first off the longest reaction that we will, well, in one sitting.
We don't know. Again, who knows what this podcast is 4 years from now? We could be watching The Iron Claw, great movie, this time next year.
But I'm just saying, as of right now, this is the longest thing we've ever reacted to. And that reaction exists.
Oh, well, actually, it doesn't yet.
It doesn't
yet. We haven't reacted to it yet. We're doing it in a special way. We've done this before for our first episode of the Z Rewatch. But we are actually going to talk a little bit about what we're expecting. And then we're going to watch the movie, record our reaction, and then we're going to come back and finish this podcast. For you guys, it'll just be a cut down the middle. But
yeah, so
I will say right now, already you like held the case this way towards me. Can I just go ahead and say something? The longer it's been, the back of the box specifically, the way Goku looks on the back of the box is actually like, I don't hate it. Like,
is it growing on you?
Like, it's kind of nostalgic. I actually really like the way the guy looks. Like, if you told me to pick out of 100 dudes for who got to be Goku, I might have ended on the same guy as
on Justin Chatwin.
He, like, that costume, like,
oh, it's PG. It's just PG.
I think it looks corny, but also, like, how are you going to wear a gi and not, because gis don't look the way they do in Dragon Ball in real life. Like, they look a lot rougher in real life.
Man. Dude, when I Googled it, I was just curious how long the movie was. Google told me the movie was an hour and 40 minutes, but this is telling me it's only 85. And that's with credits. So that means like there's barely an hour and 15 minutes of footage here, probably.
I mean, what are you really talking about, to be honest? Like, what do you expect is going to be in the movie?
What I want to look up now, I'm really curious, is what was the production budget? What do you think the production budget on this was? I'm going to look it up.
I see. I don't even remember because this is from a time before like things got really blown up.
But that's kind
like
of the
20 is, if I say 20 million, is that going to be way too high or way too low?
What if we make this a long con? I won't look it up. We make our,
let's see the quality.
Well, no. Let's make a judgment now. And let's make a judgment after we've seen it and see if we think production value has changed. I'm going to say they had $15 million.
Okay, I'll say 20 million then. I'll just go five above you because that's where I was leaning anyway.
What if we watch and I'm like, dude, those special effects in 2009, that had to at least be 50. No.
Yeah, the more I look at it, like what really could they have done? Did you
see what it is?
What?
It's the Z edition.
Oh, what does that mean?
It's the Z edition.
That is cool. What is that?
That's, I think, just to try to get more people to.
Can I see that? Can I get an up close look?
Absolutely, man.
I really need to. Because again, this back shot of Goku doesn't even look too bad here. Piccolo still looks horrible.
You're doing what to Goku?
Huh? Oh, I'm just, the back shot of him looks pretty nice.
Got it.
I'm just saying you should see the angle before you judge.
And as just a quick reminder, because we celebrated 1 year of the podcast, we dropped our first ever piece of merch that you can pick up by going over to nanogenics.threeblackdot.com. Link down below in the description. I'll put it in the comments section. This is only available until October 14th. And don't forget, if you are a key member, there is a discount code. Just check on Patreon. Check under the membership stuff here on YouTube as well. You'll find the code. Use that to save 15% off. Thank you guys for supporting the podcast. Let's get back to it.
Piccolo still looks horrible. The thing is, though, this movie, more than anything else, I mean, the Avatar, I think I've told this story before, but I watched them both as a double feature.
Oh, you did?
I never told you the story.
No.
I was really sick. I was at my mom's friend's wedding.
Okay.
And I was like, this is like one of the most violently ill I've ever been in my life. And then I'm throwing up. And then I don't remember who. It was either my parents or an adult that I trusted.
Bro thought when he was at his lowest, it was a good idea to watch. No,
I was at, because it wasn't even my idea. An adult friend that I had trusted that knew me was like, hey, sport, I know you're feeling down here. And they handed me two movies, and I was like, no way, Dragon Ball and Avatar. I loved it. I didn't know they made movies on this stuff. I didn't know they were out there. So to me, it was like they spawned in. I was like, this is going to be amazing. I'm not even joking with you, Nano. I've described it this way to other people. We just did that interview with I can't say. But I brought this up, and a piece of my child. I think that was when like my childhood wonder for the world, like, you know, that magic exists feeling that all is naturally good. It died that day. Because I like watched them. I don't remember which one I watched first. I watched it first. I think it was Avatar. And I was like, wow. That
okay,
was fucking
to be
awful.
Fair, I think if you went Avatar first, this does elevate over Avatar, I think, in my head.
I like Dragon Ball. Dragon Ball to me was like my whole thing. Like it's literally my job now, but as a kid, it was like my identity.
Oh, so you took it even more personally.
I took it more personal because Avatar, at least they were like bending the elements, even though it was embarrassing. We should watch that sometime because I want to see those the 17 Earthbenders move a pebble.
I have not watched that since I saw it in theaters.
I would have cried if I saw it in theaters. So I watched Avatar first.
I worked in a movie theater, so it was free.
Oh, okay. I still would have wanted my time back. But Avatar first, I was like, wow, that was awful. I was like, all right, let me watch this Dragon Ball one. And then it ended. I literally remember thinking, I was like, nothing is good anymore. I was like, that was
I'm making terrible. A bold claim saying this is a better movie than Avatar.
I think so. Just looking from the character, like I remember as a kid, I was like, the characters look stupid. But now that I'm looking at it, I'm like, they look okay.
But Donald, that does mean the entire reaction, hour and like however long of this movie is going to be available at patreon.com/keymoments or clicking the join button down below.
That's right, Nano. They can go all right now and watch the movie alongside us with our commentary. Wow. For only $8 on Patreon or a YouTube membership, which YouTube I actually don't know off the top of my head. It's more it's expensive 10. Because YouTube tax.
Yes.
Also, we have a ton of bonus videos on there.
So much.
A ton. Standalone videos, podcasts, reactions. We've got all types.
So much content unlocked. But more importantly, you can literally watch Dragon Ball Evolution with us right now by joining being a key member. So you've not seen it pretty much since it came out?
No, since I watched it on DVD.
I've not seen it since I watched it. Technically for my birthday that year. This movie released on April 10th of 2009, and I watched it for my birthday, which is April 15th.
I think it's funny that every Dragon Ball fan that watched this, coincidentally, they bring it up like a traumatic memory. Like, it was my birthday, man.
Yeah.
It was my birthday.
But again, to be fair, I worked a movie theater.
Yeah.
So I didn't pay to see this. That was like the only perk of working
I
in
do
movie
think
theater.
Every time you bring this up and every story you tell always solidifies the idea that I had as a kid that working at a movie theater as a teenager is literally the best job possible.
It is, except for most of your hours come from Friday and Saturdays.
Oh, yeah. You said
and when
this
you're
before.
When you're in high school, your Fridays and Saturdays are kind of like you're like
those were my League of Legends days.
Those are your key moments of that era. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, that was the only downfall. But like back then, when things were more lenient, I think budgets, you know, I say back then because like this was 2009. That was 15 years ago.
That's a long time.
So nowadays, I still am friends with some of the people that work there. Nowadays, it's real strict.
You like, hold on to friendships like crazy, bro. Is there anybody that you have a falling out with? Anybody you don't keep up with 24/7?
Not really, no.
I think that's just dudes. I think dudes are just like, I knew you once, so we're friends.
Well, okay,
we
to be fair, some of these guys I've not talked to in like years at this
that's
point.
That's fine,
sure.
though. That's fine.
But, anyways, nowadays it's like one person at box, which is where you buy the tickets, one person or two people in the concession.
They are
like,
sad now.
And like no person at like what we used to call door, which is where we would tear your tickets and tell you where to go.
Yeah.
Now it's all self-serve, right? Like I think most theaters where I go to, very rarely do they actually still tear your ticket. They tear your tickets at the box.
Honestly,
they'll tell you up front, or you just don't even talk to anyone because you just scan a code.
I was gonna say most movie theaters, it's actually a little bit like apocalyptic because do you remember like I mean, you see it in old movies, like the guy outside of the movie theater that would sell tickets. I'm not even joking. Most movie theaters in Florida have a mannequin there now so that you still have the feel that a human being is standing there. So it doesn't look like decrepit, but it's literally just a mannequin that looks like a human being. And then honestly, I haven't bought a ticket from a person. And I don't even know if they still do that. Like you buy them digitally.
No, they definitely still do that.
Or you buy the machine. They're just machines. Inside.
But it would be, I would tell you this, as someone who did, again, I worked at a theater for 5 years. So someone who did that for 5 years, the most, it's great from a let's go enjoy a movie standpoint. But being able to select your seat, I think would be so obnoxious now if you didn't do it online and did it yourself. Like you come to me and you're talking through the glass and being like, I want in the back. And I'm like, okay, well, these back two rows are done. Well, that's a little too close for me. Do you have a different time?
I guess.
What's the seats look like at the 4:00?
Maybe.
That would be like, oh, that'd be so.
I'm going to be honest. I legitimately thought that selected seats only came from when like you would actually order online. I thought back in the day it was, or at least I remember.
No, I'm pretty sure you have. Because like
maybe my parents were just shitty, bro. Because we would buy tickets and then they go, where do you guys want to sit as we're in the theater?
Well, because selecting seats is new.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. So are you, wait, so back in the day, did you
I'm saying I'm glad that that wasn't a thing when I worked there.
Okay. Okay, good.
I'm saying thank God, because I'm sure now I'm with you. I've not bought an in-person ticket in a long time, but because they are still all assigned seats, I'm sure to some extent, whether it would have been me selecting them or them having some input, something, there would have been that extra layer there. Whereas before it was just like two for Evolution. Got it. Boom. You know, they're out. But now it's like,
that's what I'm saying. Selected seats.
Where do you guys
want
to sit? You know,
selected seats are kind of lame, bro. I don't, I mean, I know they literally have to be.
No, they're incredible.
No, they're lame, bro. Where's the chaos? Where's the freedom?
The only time they really do suck is when you get there and someone's in your seat, and it's like,
then it's awkward as hell, bro. It's like, can you move? It's like, oh, sure.
It's only happened one time, is at No Way Home, which of course was a packed theater. Packed.
Yeah. It's just,
and I
like,
was like, man, dude, they're in our seats. I'm like, we got to go over there and tell them, like, I mean, I ain't sitting up front.
Yeah, like, I'm not doing that because I already paid for it.
And you could tell they knew they weren't in the seats they were supposed to be in. Yeah, because like, that's 100%.
Because, like, you take a gamble, you're like, no. I mean, No Way Home on release is a little bit, like, wild to think you're going to get away
with. It's really
But
wild.
Literally, I have the worst luck possible, because I'll go to a movie, and I don't want to stay on this topic too long. I want to talk about Evolution. But I'll go to a movie by myself, matinee, and then I'll just go, like, I'll just pick a random seat just to hurry the process along. I'm not going to, maybe I should select more carefully, but then I'll just sit wherever I want. I swear to God, it'll just be me in the theater, and the guy will come in and look at me, and he'll just give me that look, like, and I'm like, is this your really, like, your literal exact seat, dude? Like, I just guessed.
Just select a different seat, Dotto.
And you're right. I mean, I'll move. I mean, he never told me it was his seat, though.
He's probably thinking, as I went online, there was a seat randomly down there that was taken and nothing else. And now I'm here and this guy is sitting in my seat or next to my
because
seat.
I think the reason I did it was because the thing wouldn't let me select, like, the seats I wanted for some reason. Like, it was glitching. So I was just like,
oh, like, F it. Like, this isn't going to be busy.
Yeah, I was like, it's not going to be busy. And it literally wasn't. It was me and that dude. But the way that dude looked at me, it was like, I stole his seat. That's just a feeling I got. Anyway, I wanted to bring up, before we go into our reaction, this movie is the reason I have my take on live action films to this day, in the fact that I hate when, instead of trying to capture the spirit of something, which I don't think this movie really did that well either, they try to capture, like, oh, Goku has spiky hair, so we have to make sure that Goku has spiky hair.
They focus on the wrong things.
Like, oh, and this one really bothered me, and I think it's this character, but it's like, oh, Bulma had purple/blue hair, so even though it looks a little dumb, we're going to give her... Like, they knew it would be look weird to give her that hair, so they put, like, a stripe in her hair that was that color. I was like, just don't. It's like, you don't have to do that.
Oh, is that what they did? I don't even remember at this
point. Like, I remember they gave her one hair. Like, it was like, don't worry. We know that in the original source material, her hair is this color. It's like, bro, if she was just Bulma, that would have been enough. Like, just talk like Bulma or, like, acted like Bulma.
I remember so little about this movie.
Do you not remember anything? What was your favorite scene? Do you remember any scenes?
I don't remember anything from the ending. I won't lie. The only thing I remember is some training with Grandpa Gohan. I remember that. And I remember the slide across the car.
That was probably my favorite part.
And I remember, is there like a, almost like a dojo sequence with Chi-Chi maybe?
I think they like spar and like, it's kind of like,
is that what it is?
It's kind of like they're fucking each other with their eyes.
I don't remember like literally anything about the end of this film. Anything to do with
Piccolo.
I'm
not going to spoil
period.
It then, because I do remember the end because it depressed me. But I actually remember quite a bit, actually, now that I'm thinking about it.
Dude, 15 years is a long time, though. Can we be fair? Like, 15 years. Like, you know how much life I've lived in 15 years? Like,
that's true. It scarred me at an early age, so I carry the scars with me. I'm missing all
Wait, so how old were you when you watched this? Let's tell people that. How old were you when you watched this?
I have no idea, because I don't remember. I was old enough to... Like, I was a kid that you could leave alone.
Were you probably around, like, 10, maybe?
10. I would say 10 to 13 max.
Okay, so I was, like, 18. I watched this for my 18th birthday.
You were already like, bro, this shit is so whack.
Yeah.
I was like, this shit is so lame. Yeah. I was crying. I was like, I was probably beat up about it.
Man. I do remember the theater being pretty empty.
It was your birthday. It was raining outside.
I did go with my girlfriend, so like maybe I don't remember it because like we weren't paying attention to
what does that mean. What does that mean?
Huh?
Nothing. I just during Dragon Ball Nano. The host can't wait during Dragon Ball. The first ever live action movie of Dragon Ball. And
Bro, like, I think maybe I was done, you know, like
that early. My goodness, man, the Dune 2 popcorn bucket. No, I actually remember the ending, but I won't say anything now that you forgot. I mean, why am I going to spoil
it? Don't spoil me, because this is going to be... I do want to read the back. Can I read the back for you real
quick?
And then we'll dive in.
You know what I'm going to say? One more thing. I remember thinking Master Roshi was the best done character, and Yamcha depressed me the most.
Is that Roshi?
Yes.
Who is that? That's like a super famous actor, right? Do you remember his name?
I don't... I'm still not good with actors and actresses, but I was even worse as a kid. Wait,
Brian Tyler does the music for this?
Who's that?
Brian Tyler is the Fast and Furious guy.
Oh, maybe this movie... What if this movie's like actually like pretty sick?
What if we end up enjoying the shit out of
this movie? What if this is actually pretty fucking sick, all things? You know, Nano, something that people forget is that Dragon Ball Evolution is kind of the only... who knows how it would have turned out.
I believe Chow Yun-Fat, by the way. That's his name, Chow Yun-Fat.
Oh, yeah, he's a pretty... famous guy.
Yeah.
But Dragon Ball Evolution, Nano, is kind of the reason we got the sweet Tournament of Power and all of Dragon Ball Super and the movies. Do you know this story?
Are you saying this because Akira was like...
Nah, I can't. He was like, I can't let that slide.
Yeah, he's like, wait, you guys did what with my creation? Like, all right, let's
run it back. Which, honestly, like, thank you. Like, if that's what... And also... I don't remember who it is. I just brought this up recently talking about this movie too, but Fuse Zamasu's voice actor.
Yeah. So this is the I do remember this. The guy who plays Piccolo is, I believe his name is James Marsters. And did you watch Buffy by chance?
No.
It was way before your time, but Buff the Vampire Slayer, Spike, he's one of the vampires in that. And then, yeah, he's the Fuse Zamasu voice actor.
Fuse Zamasu's English voice is like
sick.
Probably the best new character voice in all of Dragon Ball.
I really like Hit.
I mean, he's okay.
But Zamasu be putting in, and plus Zamasu just be yapping. So
Zamasu's voice actor was anything but perfect, it would be so fucking annoying.
All right, so this is what it says. First off, experience the evolution on Blu-ray.
I am surprised I got a Blu-ray. I kind of want to buy it now.
Based on one of the most popular Japanese manga series of all time, Dragon Ball Evolution follows a young warrior on an epic adventure to discover his destiny and save the world from forces of darkness. Packed with spectacular visual effects.
Whew. Okay, we'll debate that.
Okay. High-flying action.
I would say so, yeah.
And over an hour of hard-hitting extras, Dragon Ball Evolution Z Edition brings the legend to life as never before.
I want to watch the extras.
I was about to say, did we do a bonus of checking out the extras?
Yes.
Because seeing some of the behind the scenes is like crazy.
It's gonna be a little sad though, because you got to remember, like, we're talking about it pretty positive now because so much time is put in, but I bet these people were all very, very depressed when it came out.
Oh my gosh, dude.
Like, this was probably a very low point in their life. Hopefully it's turned around a little bit.
Wait, so disc one has Goku's workout featurette.
What does that mean? Like, maybe like how he trained to become Goku?
Goku's quest game. Deleted scenes.
We have a game?
Brian Anthony's worked up music video.
Okay.
Gag reel. Fox Movie Channel presents Making a Scene. Fox Movie Channel presents Life After Film School with Justin Chatwin.
Oh, that's Goku.
I'm just not remembering. I have no way of accessing the menu, so we can't watch the bonus.
Oh, God damn it. I hate Blu-rays. God, I do. You know what?
We can if I put it into an actual.
You know what I would really like? I want Justin Chatwin to sign my Dragon Box with Goku on my Dragon Box 1. I want Justin Chatwin to sign it.
That actually be sick.
That's my Goku.
All right, bro.
We can get Sean on there too, and the Ocean Dub Goku.
That would be cool to get every Goku signing something.
That would be
everyone.
Like, that would be pretty sick. I think I might try to do that. I just need to find a convention he's at.
Yeah. Let's react. Dada, we've now seen Dragon Ball Evolution in 2025.
Yeah. You know, I expected a bigger reaction to us coming back. And there was, don't get me wrong. If you did go over and watch the reaction,
you
got to
see the reaction. And also, yes, thank you.
But I guess we should start out with the elephant in the room.
What's that?
This Goku is a fucking horny freak. That is probably the biggest difference with this Goku and any other performance of Goku.
He's driven by ass, for sure.
He is after one thing and one thing only, and that is Chi-Chi.
Yeah.
At all times.
I think they got a lot of the quirkiness kind of right.
It was quirky.
We're about to get into it, so I don't want to spoil too much, but I think they got a lot of that right. But yeah, him being so... that there was a sequence of him imagining Chi-Chi eating a strawberry that just, it kept getting, like, the strawberry came in later, and it just kept being like, what is happening?
That's pretty early in the film. That was actually those were my favorite parts of the film.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't want to spoil that, but yeah, Goku was just so...
He had some motivation in this film.
All over the place. But yeah, it's just so, it's so interesting. Goku's just so not driven by...
I like that we're about to go into, you know, maybe more in order, you know, talking about our thoughts on the scenes and stuff, maybe laying out a general thoughts on the plot, how it played out. It takes about 3 minutes for Goku being a freak to come up, because it opens with, well, actually, they should have cut this from the movie, because immediately I started
with
complaints. Let's
pretend like the opening just didn't happen.
Thank you.
Right?
All right, but I'm going to mention it.
No, we got to, but I'm saying...
It starts with like just some lore, which I think casual viewers are going to hate because it's boring. It's like images of the story being told about this demon Piccolo
and
sealed
Uzaru.
Away and Uzaru teaming up. They tag team in this one. Piccolo and Uzaru?
Yeah.
Like this, bro.
Apparently Piccolo can control Uzaru.
Yeah, he's like his minion.
But here's the thing. That means that within 20 seconds of this movie starting, Donald, they already have a plot hole. Because this was thousands of years ago.
Yes.
How in the hell is there a Saiyan on Earth?
Yeah.
1,000 years ago.
You know, I have no clue. They explain it later in the film. Not to jump too far ahead, but I mean, I feel like we can say Goku is a Saiyan. He turns into a great ape.
They ever acknowledge that he's a Saiyan though?
They do not say Saiyan.
They never.
They
say
simply
Saiyan.
Say that he is Uzaru. I guess they thought Uzaru sounded cooler than Great Ape. But I mean, he, like Piccolo says, you came to this earth in a comet to disguise yourself.
How the fuck do you know all that, by the way?
Like, what does that mean? Does that mean it literally was Goku 2,000 years ago and he just reset as a baby and came back? Maybe he took on a different form or something? I don't, you're right. It doesn't make any sense at all. But what I'm doing all this to say is that the intro, if you're a fan of Dragon Ball Z, which, if you're watching this, you probably are if you're subbed to the channel.
The percentage of people that actually watched this movie that didn't know what Dragon Ball was before has got to be so minimal.
And if they did, they would, one, be confused, and two, bored. But if you are a fan of the show, you're pissed off in the first 30 seconds.
Yes.
Because they say Piccolo, they say Mafuba, they sealed him away in the earth. Like, all these details are just wrong. Piccolo works with Uzaru. Like, I'm not saying you have to be faithfully accurate. In fact, I'm actually the biggest component of, if you want to adapt something, keep it loose. Keep the core themes.
Yeah.
But they took the move names and what they do. They were like, Uzaru can work with Piccolo.
Sorry, Don, I got to do something.
Go ahead.
You see, I,
Nanogenics.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
You know, I'm here, you know, and I just wanted to talk about a sequence at the beginning of the movie that made no sense. I'm sorry, you went off script. You're supposed to say your name.
Oh, I'm Dada Doya.
Oh, okay. Thank you. All right,
problem.
Cool. Now we can move on.
Okay, good. Oh, I now get what you're doing. And yes, that movie has a lot of this too, bro. That pisses me off more than the inaccuracies. Just the writing room, bro.
Yamcha. You know, I was like, what did he say out there?
The worst one was definitely Chi-Chi, because she just insults herself. I'm glad you brought this up. This is a big irk of mine, bro. I hate when any writing team does this. Usually it's more subtle than this.
Yeah.
Like, they'll just say some shit like, if it would be like, Nano, we can't talk now. We're doing a podcast. It's like, why did they say, we know they're doing a podcast. We're watching that.
Yeah.
But like, that's not even that bad. But this is like, well, come on, Nano. I, Dotto Doya, of course I know we're doing a podcast. It's like, what the fuck? Like, they really needed us to know his name that bad? Chi-Chi literally says, just because my name's Chi-Chi doesn't mean I'm stupid.
You know a way better way to do that?
Go ahead.
And also, yeah, just because my name's Chi-Chi doesn't mean I'm stupid. So, like, what? Why? Why did you have her catch strays?
Does Chi-Chi mean stupid or something?
I don't know. Probably not. But they insulted calling her, like, her name.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Unless it means, if it means stupid, then that was just a joke that, one, we probably should have gotten, but two, it just sounded really dumb.
Because you didn't. Nah, I gotta go to Google.
All right, appreciate that.
But
go ahead.
I was just gonna say, the thing is that, like, you don't, you could tell whoever was writing this. I don't know. It's so weird because in my mind, and I don't make movies, so it is what it is. So you can, you know, you can take this all with a grain of salt.
I do.
But we were moments before she did that whole introduction and he did the whole thing there. We were in a classroom where she got a one shot, where she got a ton of CG money spent. They spent more money keying out that background behind her and putting her in a field and having her eat a strawberry than they did on the Kamehameha Blast. But that's neither here nor there.
That did look a lot better now that I'm thinking about it.
It did look a lot better, actually. They could have just had him look over or had it be a shot behind her and her name was on, like, the paper.
Yeah.
That's a way better way to do it.
Teacher could have called her.
Bulma shows up and it says briefs or something, you know, like more subtle like that, you know?
Yeah. But she did it pretty bad too.
I know, like, she was maybe my biggest inspo for it. Bulma, by the way, or however she did.
Yeah. There's like, I think Goku's like, I think, you know, we should be on a team. Bulma briefs. Okay.
Yeah. It was like, what? I don't know. Chi-Chi and Bulma probably, and Yamcha.
I don't even remember.
Yamcha says it for no reason, too.
Every character may as well walk on screen and say, hey,
Yamcha!
Yeah, they might as well walk on and say, Bulma's my name. Finding Dragon Ball is my game. Nice to meet you.
That
would be more in character, actually.
And actually, it's not a Dragon Ball. It's a Promethean orb.
I forgot she fucking said that. It's
a Promethean orb.
I don't even necessarily hate that because it's mostly just
That's one of those things I'm cool with, actually.
Yeah. Because she doesn't know what it is, and that's fine. Like, it can be explained.
She studied it, and it's made out of Prometheus.
Yeah. She makes a radar, and the radar looks fucking horrible, by the way.
Just use
that's one of those things
green
where it's
scan
like,
lines.
If you're going to make it look ugly, you might as well have just made it look like the big gray orb.
Easy.
The simple design. It's not like it doesn't make sense. It just it does one thing. You click it, it zones out. You click it, it zooms in. You click it, it zones out.
It looked ugly.
It looked like a Spy Kids remote, like something Judy would be using to go into
Spy Kids.
But did it not? It had like a big V on it. Anyway, I wanted to go back to the beginning of the movie because Grandpa Gohan and after the intro, which we're going to pretend is not the beginning of the movie.
I know what Chi-Chi means though.
What does it mean?
Pretty or stylish.
Okay. So not stupid?
Not stupid.
Well, she acted like it meant stupid. Just because my name's Chi-Chi, you think I'm stupid? I didn't say that. You did. You're insulting yourself. But I would be lying if I didn't say, what was his name? Chadwick?
Yeah, Justin Chadwick.
Is that actually his name?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to trust you.
I'm about to look up their ages because I don't know how old they were when they made this, by the way.
Honestly,
we talked about that a lot, too.
Honestly, the casting, I thought was pretty good for the most part.
The casting wasn't bad, no.
Maybe Gohan was the most interesting, but he did fine.
That maybe this is just me and I'm more the meat side of Dragon Ball, but... And you could tell Justin, it definitely worked out some, but I probably could have, like, he could have been beefed up a little more in my opinion, like a little more like beefy.
He could have been beefy, but if they were, you know, maybe thinking more early, like I'm talking not Z at all.
So contrary. We talked about that too, like how the storyline more so follows like a kid Goku as opposed to what is clearly, we made jokes that he was probably like at least 25 filming this.
They're in high school.
And there was definitely, I mean, I don't think a single actor besides some of the extras that did like a flying dragon kick.
That shit was crazy.
Under 20.
That shit was great. Let's start with the Gohan versus because they're on a
sorry,
wire.
Yeah, let's.
I like this stuff. I thought it was interesting enough. It didn't look the best.
Well, it's on my mind. Can we?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, so I wrote down. I said 15 million production budget.
Oh, you Chanda.
You said 20. What do you? Has it changed any, or do you still think it was 20? I actually might retract. I'm gonna say they gave him 10.
I'm gonna go 25.
You're going to go up.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
All right. Here we go. This is the.
I'm assuming the rights were.
Oh, shit. You're right. The rights would have costed some money. You know, mentioning the Chi-Chi scene, by the way.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to the last half of the movie. You can tell that more money, I think, went into the first half than the last half. Would you agree with that? Something that the first half looked better. felt better.
I don't know if I would say I agree with it, but it was this more, it was a lot more money than we expected. But it was like the cheaper stuff they could do better. And then when it came time to do the big stuff, they just floundered.
Damn, you won.
What is it?
It's 30 mil.
Okay.
Does this feel like a $30 million movie to you?
No.
I know.
I could do a lot better with 30 million. That's
pretty bold to say. I've never made a movie, so I don't know. But I feel like if you gave me $30 million right now, I could make a better Dragon Ball movie.
Yeah, there's like a ton of people that could use like fire starter kindling. Anything would be, again, like, I just think, honestly, the writing was just the take. This was a first revision. I think it could have been like
tweaked about 10 more times.
It could have been tweaked, and then this was like a start.
Do you
American
think,
Dragon Ball.
I need to look up and see. Was Airbender Fox?
I don't know.
Because do you think that the scripts got mixed up? Because at one point in this movie, Roshi refers to airbending. And also we're going to learn the elements of fire, water, air. And then can I just say that we never come back to that?
They don't acknowledge it at all.
After that one time that he says it.
I think they bring it up with the candle scene. Because they say you need a light.
Fine. Let's start back. Sorry. I just wanted to. It was on my mind with the bending, but let's go back. You were talking about Gohan, Goku.
They just have a fight on some wires. It's like an opening training thing.
That part was pretty cool.
It was good. Other than the CGI bug. There was a CGI bug
was
that.
Silly. It was so unnecessary.
They just didn't need it. And honestly, if it's going to look that bad, let's come up with something else.
I mean, you probably could have saved $500,000 there. That CG bug probably cost.
If that CG bug cost any more than $100 from like a template site, then yeah, this is money laundering. But then again, this is back in the day. I'm not actually speaking on the effects as if it was easy back then. But I meant to just bring it up as in Goku's character introduction is literally all about wanting to get the girls. He's like, how about you just train me in something that matters? Like being normal, being popular, how to get the girl. I want to get the girl. I've been stalking her literally at high school for 6 months. Like he literally has. It's bad. Honestly, I don't think Gohan really says anything other than no fighting. You cannot fight the bullies because Goku's getting picked on at school big time.
Yeah, which is. Does Goku go to school ever?
In the show? No. Like in the source? Yeah. No.
And his schooling is Roshi.
Yeah. That he trains. He doesn't. Well, yes, technically Roshi also does
say,
teach him.
Do you think Goku would get bullied? But then I started thinking about it and I'm like.
Goku wouldn't know what bullying is. Because Krillin bullies him a little.
Yeah.
But he doesn't know it's bullying.
Yeah, no.
But it's just.
That's okay. Sorry.
So I think Goku would just be oblivious to bullies. But this Goku knows he's getting bullied. But he swore that he would never fight to his grandfather.
I know how old they are now. Do you want to take a guess?
24. Wait, now? Like
when they filmed it in 08, 09.
24.
You're right.
Yeah.
Justin Chatwin and Jamie
Chung.
It was
Chatwin.
I thought you said Chatwin.
Chadwick. Or did we say Chatwin?
I thought you said Chatwin.
I hope I said Chatwin.
Anyways, Justin and Jamie, who are Goku and Chi-Chi, are the same age. So they were both probably 23 to 25 when they filmed this. And then Bulma, which was played by Emmy Rossum, who is in a couple other things I remember watching. She was probably like 20 or 21. She was a little bit younger than them, but
yeah, they were adults. All,
I wish I could figure out the like main high school guy. Cause that bro looked like he looked older than I do right now when they filmed this movie.
I mean, they all look pretty old other than one extra that had like the iconic mop head. You know, he looked like he could have been a teenager.
Definitely.
I'm not saying he was. He probably was also 20, but yeah, more believable for sure. Because there's some old dudes that look pretty young. You can do it. It's just that there it wasn't super believable.
That was, in fact, Ernie Hudson from Ghostbusters at the end that gives him the Mafuba container.
I have no idea who that is.
What?
Not a big actor guy. I couldn't name a single actor other than Tom Cruise.
This guy at the end of the movie?
Yeah. Oh, he's a pretty famous guy.
Yeah, he's from Ghostbusters.
Wouldn't know.
What?
Wouldn't know. I've never even seen Ghostbusters.
What?
It's a little No, I haven't seen it.
But who are you going to call?
The Ghostbusters. But I mean, I'm not a sexist, so I call the all women team. The more modern team.
That's no, we've already wrote past that.
Well, I'm not going to call Paul Rudd. Okay.
Why not?
He's busy being Ant-Man. Okay. So that stuff is all taken care of. Notice how I did know, I named a few actors. I didn't name any actors on the women's squad, but Paul Rudd, I remembered. Melissa McCarthy, I think, is on the women's team.
Oh man, dude, I'm like taking shots, and he definitely was way younger than what I said.
I think he was like, how old? He's probably 20.
He's 24.
They were all 20. It was just 20. I feel like they just try to scale the high school. Anyway, Goku doesn't fight them often. I will say though,
he doesn't fight them at all.
Well, he dodges. When there was something to gain at the party when he had to go get his girl.
That was at the party.
First of all,
though,
Goku is getting a little cucked here. It is a pretty big motif. Because Chi-Chi was kind of hanging out with that guy. They seemed pretty close.
Yeah.
They did seem pretty close. Unless friends just hug each other by the waist. I don't think that happens, though.
I didn't go to this high school, so I don't know.
Well, that's probably good. Because this high school takes bullying very seriously. It's a sport. To be fair, though, I gave the movie credit.
It's a sport.
I gave the movie credit because they had Goku wear the blue and orange hoodie.
God, that moment.
And when it was down, I was like, oh, okay. That's actually kind of nice.
Nice subtle touch, yeah.
It looked subtle. It looked nice. I thought it was nice to pay homage. And then they started bullying him, and he put the hoodie up and turned around and got like really mad. He went, I was like, this kid is, like, I can see why, bro. Like, I'm not endorsing bullying, but you can't show up with that kind of hoodie.
Yeah.
With that look on your face.
Look, you take one step back. That scene's crazy because, you know, Goku's riding to school on a capsule court bike, you know?
Yeah, go ahead.
And first off, he's riding it real stiff, like real proper. Like
he was like a picture of a guy riding a bike from the 60s.
He was, yes. Parks. Which, to be fair, he parked in a full-size spot. He should probably went and found like a bike or motorcycle spot, but that's neither here nor
there.
I don't
think we can excuse what happens.
But then the bullies just pull up, run complete. By the way, no one is doing that in their right mind anyway, because running over a motorcycle or anything of that size is going to like really fuck up your own car.
No, but man. That's what bullies do.
But they just run over the motorcycle, bike, electric bike, whatever the hell it is. And then they get out, do not acknowledge that they just trash Goku's bike. Sorry, Geek?
Is that what they call him? Do they call him Geek?
They said Geeko.
Oh. That doesn't make sense. I didn't hear that, no.
Yeah, they kept calling him that, even at the party. They kept saying Geeko.
That's pretty funny.
This guy. Anyways,
I mean, at some point, you just gotta laugh.
They get out and just start walking. Like,
yeah, he's like, you're gonna pay for this. They just crushed your bike, bro. Like, what are you talking about?
Right then, on site.
Well, he doesn't know that yet. Let's hold on. He doesn't know that.
Sorry, it'd be.
He makes squares with his hands. It's, the bullying is intense right away. That's not even the most intense bullying because let's just speed through this part. This is where, again, the movie is because Chadwick is very good at playing the awkward Goku guy.
Chadwick.
Is it Chadwick? No, you're lying. Now you're lying. Is it Chadwick?
Damn it.
Or is it Chad? Because I thought I said Chadwick, then you said Chatwin.
It's Justin Chatwin.
Chatwin. This is how it happens, bro, because that you almost double gaslighted me.
Justin Chatwin.
Anyway. He's going around. He is pretty awkward. I'm not going to lie. This guy, I can see why he asked Gohan for advice. We were talking about this a lot because bro has zero game.
Yeah, zero.
He was in science class. They were teaching about the eclipse, which by the way is going to trigger Ozaru, but we don't know that yet. And he's staring this girl down. Full attention. Look at he's leaning over the science table. Look directly into the camera, you know? That if you're the backside of Chi-Chi's head, that's what it looks like. He is staring like crazy, and that's when the strawberry comes in. She starts seductively eating a strawberry. She's out in the middle of the field. And I think this scene goes on for 17 minutes. 17 minutes at least, and then finally we're snapped out of it. We're out of class.
What?
We're snapped out of it, and then he's still stalking her at her locker.
Bro, that is the craziest scene in the whole movie.
He's got his hoodie up. He's around the locker like. Just to,
because she could have, they had high. Okay, that was pretty cool. The subtle, not there was some the not so subtle, but the subtle nods to the like high level tech because of Capsule Corp, like needing a key card to get into your locker. I mean, maybe that's how
that was cool.
Maybe that's how things are now, but it's definitely not how things were 15 years ago when this was filmed. So like that was cool, but I just can't get over the sequence of like fantasizing about her in class and going to the depths they went and pulling up the strawberry. Like that took us both out at the ankles.
It was a little much. I'm not going to lie. Like you can get it across without like literally spending 5 minutes on a strawberry.
Like usually scenes like this are just kind of like more subtle. I mean, bro really was like,
he was doing the most, like you can't get away with this in real life. But clearly he's acting very weird, and he's got the blue and orange hoodie, which probably has one of those things where it zips down over the face and it has like the Goku emblem or the Super Saiyan Goku face.
Why is the green and orange hoodie being brought up so much though? You know,
the blue and just because it looks so dumb, bro. It looks like he's putting a target on himself.
I'll be right back.
Do you have a hoodie that's blue and orange?
What's that?
All right. I'm not judging the style. Okay. Some people can pull it off. Goku, maybe you can't act like that and wear that. Is he actually, do you actually have a hoodie that's blue and orange with the blue? Oh my gosh. Ah, see, but this is all orange, bro. This is solid orange.
I thought it did.
Completely different.
I thought it had blue, man.
Completely different. But I will say even this, if you were acting like that, unfortunately, I know the anime stigma isn't, it's not around anymore. Well, I just want to say, if you're acting like that, and
you don't like my hoodie.
If you're acting like Goku in this movie and are also wearing an anime hoodie, see, I'm not even gonna lie. Even putting the hood up now is that's pretty much what he looked like. Only Chatwin had the like ability to like really make his vein pop off. Like, remember when he was hanging upside down at the beginning of the movie?
Yes, dude.
Bro looked like he was on take 87.
He really, really, really learned how to like zone in on the.
His vein, he could control the vein in his forehead.
Yeah, he definitely could. That was like, which
he made actually, sure. And he was really good at like the kung fu, like laying on your back legs and spring back up. I can see why they cast. He was a fine Goku. He was fine. He was good for the role. Now, whether or not I would have directed him to be a freak, you know, maybe not so much.
Here's the thing, man. I think what we're seeing in this film is like the culmination of 2000s culture affecting.
A little bit. It is infused into it
like
a lot.
Straight up, you know, he was just a goofy, you know, just a goofy kid interested in a
just an
a
awkward
girl.
Guy into a girl who can control.
That's
his
what
key.
All. That's what all like kind of like secret low key sleeper build nerds like thought about. They're like, I could get the girl, and then they look over.
And like, yeah, but not. Come on.
and they visualize them like eating strawberries. And
yeah,
shit.
But he's at the locker like really creepy, and then goes. He casts key maneuver. Which just blows the fucking lockers wide open, all of them. And then she's like, it's like almost like a parody, but she's like, you did that? No.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, then he does say yeah. He admits it pretty quick. He's like, you used your key to open that locker. You know about key? He got so serious, man.
Some underground drug, bro.
You know about key?
Wait, you know about key?
How do you know about key?
Who's your dealer?
But Chi-Chi's like pretty talented, and honestly, Chi-Chi power scale is pretty high in this movie. Probably right under.
I mean,
Goku, Roshi.
This movie
Piccolo.
Is such a weird like. It's definitely. I mean, we watched the Z edition, so it's like. I think it's definitely trying to probably take some stuff from Z, but it's also very much so a Dragon Ball adaptation.
It was mostly Dragon Ball. It was a lot of Dragon Ball,
except for the fact that everyone is way older than they should have been,
which is fine.
By a lot.
If they would have captured the soul, it would have been fine. But they,
the Dragon Soul,
Dragon Soul. Yeah, if they would have put that song in the middle of the movie,
dude, that's another thing too. Before we go any further, that I think frustrates me. And I, for this movie, it is what it is. But as we continue to get more and more adaptations, I think like why recreate the wheel? The reason why you are able to make this movie that you're making that is based on this game adaptation. Is because it was incredibly popular for a reason. And one of those reasons could be the iconic sounds. So like, I'm not someone that watched the Mario movie and was like, oh, they didn't need all the classic, they had access to songs that they put in there, but you need plenty of like actual original soundtrack, like original sounds that made it popular in the first place. So not including some original Dragon Ball stuff in this was a choice, I think.
Or at least like look at it, and if you're going for a slightly different tone, you can change it up, but you can remix it.
Like, as I say, remix it though,
or do something with it.
Like, I'm
another
surprised
thing is
Chala
just
made no appearance in this movie at all.
I'm not surprised in a movie like this. The only way that's getting in is if it's like playing on the radio and then they turn it off and go, "What was that?" Like, you know that. Yeah, that's how everything in this era, like, you remember the DMC, not Devil May Cry, but DMC. And then like the wig. I always thought this was fun. I'm not going to lie. I like when they do bits like this. The internet hates when they do bits like this.
I liked DMC. I never finished it, but I liked DMC.
I thought you just, this is going to get off Dragon Ball for 1 second. You remember the moment in the game when the white mop hits his head and he looks
at the very beginning. Yeah.
Yeah. It's right in the beginning. And he goes, "That sucks." And he takes it off and throws it. When the internet hated that. But as a kid, I was like, that was pretty fucking hardcore.
Yeah, man, as a kid.
That was like the developer saying, eat shit.
I wasn't like 22 when that came out.
Well, I mean, you're always a kid
like
at
20.
Heart.
Okay. Like 20.
Yeah, maybe you're a little too old for the kids games then.
DMC's not a kids game, though.
It is. Okay. Especially DMC. Devil May Cry is an adult game. DMC was a kids game. Anyway, what were we talking about?
We were actually about to get past the high school stuff and into the party.
The party still counts as the high school stuff because that was good stuff. And this is where the head slide is. We talked about the head slide.
The head slide is the thing I remembered, and this is where it is.
Honestly, this whole scene is probably the best fight scene in the movie.
It was just frame for frame, bar for bar, the Spider-Man sequence.
Yeah?
I mean, like, I would love to put them side by side and see the comparison between
I'm gonna
Goku.
Be a, and Flash Thompson?
Yes.
But that was only like one, it was a couple punches, I guess. But it was it is the same scene. I'm not going to lie.
It's
but
the same scene.
Did Peter Parker slide on his head on a Camaro?
No.
No.
This and one, that sets
this
better.
Apart. This is actually better. It came out later and was visually a little worse. So, but this overall, probably my favorite fight scene in the movie. And you brought this up earlier, but some random no-name bully tries to land a fucking dragon kick. Like Liu Kang jumps in the air, leg fully extended. What kind of fucking bully? Now, because the craziest part about this movie is that the world is still very magical.
Yes.
But it's in the beginning, it's very hard to see it's magical outside of like energy waves. Like, I'm not talking about character power. I'm talking about the world, the setting. Because they show a farmland, they show a high school. The closest we got to seeing this world is different is the key card. That is the only different thing. Is the key card is very technologically advanced. And even that is not magical enough for me to believe that a high school bully is throwing dragon kicks.
The thing that took Dotto out of the movie 15 minutes in was the dragon kick.
Not even out. It just like, it could have had me more in if the world was a little wackier. Because it gets wackier later. Like Roshi's house isn't in the ocean. It's
that
a giant hole of a city.
That was an interesting one. So
that's what I'm saying is the world is still batshit crazy. But they show us that 50 minutes into the film with no explanation. It's like these guys were just in a normal high school party.
That is also really fair.
Normal high school party.
It is so interesting that first like 15 to 20 minutes moves like a normal movie pace.
It was
and then
good.
Everything after that is like, we just got to get to the end.
Light speed. It's all about the ending. Everybody gets along.
Yeah. Everybody just doesn't question like anyone else. It's just like, we've been friends for literally ever. Like, let's... Anyways... After that sequence, which by the way was pretty good, I was going to ask you, and then we got to start because I was super reacting to an entire movie. But if you come out and this like nerd that you call Geeko,
I guess we'll just say Geeko,
yeah, has wiped your entire like friend group, are you coming at him or are you just being like,
if a motherfucker tried to dragon kick him and failed, I'm not going at him. I don't even care if that was my best friend. I think my best friends would understand that. So no, I'm not going at him, but is he welcome into the party? And is the party still going on? I don't think so. If some guy just wasted six dudes and a Camaro exploded
outside.
That's
ending the party. Police are showing up.
Exactly.
Sooner than later after that.
Exactly. But it actually worked out because Chi-Chi is all over Goku now.
Well, wait, you're skipping the whole sequence of the car, which is the car that they just drove to run over his
yeah,
motorcycle
explodes.
That now the guy really cares about, but obviously doesn't care about enough because he keeps trying to hit Goku. And instead of hitting Goku, he hits the car because Goku just dodges all of it.
And it explodes.
Goku never actually throws a punch, though, does he? He just dodges everything.
He keeps his promise. He doesn't fight, but he's dodging. He's blowing up the car himself out of rage.
And so anyway, he trashes his car that was already kind of probably a little bit trashed. There's no way you run over a motorcycle without some sort of damage or making a gasket leak or so, you know, something. But yeah. Then now Chi-Chi's like,
cool.
What's up, Goku?
Your key's pretty crazy.
Yeah, your key's pretty crazy.
And he basically has her wrapped up at this point. Until
there's a parrot.
What? I still don't know what the fuck the point of that was.
That was so random. Who has a parrot cage outside in the back of their super fancy multi-million dollar home?
Well, why is it in the shot? You can have it. Like, you, if you own a parrot, that's fine.
But like, who has a parrot cage out in their backyard like that? It was so random.
That's what you care about? You care about the fact that the homeowner owns a parrot.
Because it makes no sense, Dotto.
I care about why it's in the shot. Like, Chi-Chi and Goku are talking.
If it didn't exist, it wouldn't be in the shot.
I guess, but...
So that's where I'm at. I'm going to the source.
You're going to the source. You're blaming the homeowner.
Yes.
Which is Chi-Chi.
Yes.
I'm trying to search my brain.
That's Chi-Chi's house?
Well, it was her birthday party, wasn't it? It was her birthday.
No, it was Goku's birthday.
Wait, they share a birthday. Or no, maybe it was just Chi-Chi's party.
I think it was just Chi-Chi's party.
But it was her party. It was her party.
It was her party, but like, wait, that was Chi-Chi's house?
I'm assuming it's her party. It could be some Airbnb, but it was definitely her party. She made, I'm having a party. And then because he shows up, he's like, Chi-Chi's invited me. We don't care.
I'm second guessing that. I don't know.
It is her party. If it is her house, I don't know. I guess it would technically be Ox King's house.
Which we don't ever see.
No.
Okay, so that does bring us to Gohan getting attacked.
Eviscerated.
Actually, we did skip one part, which was Goku being gifted a Dragon Ball.
That is true. He gets that four-star. For his birthday.
Which maybe was the most impressive CG in the whole film, was making the Dragon Balls
have some highlights.
Like a liquidy effect.
The Dragon Balls were a major highlight.
Gohan gets attacked by Mai. Oh, and then there was another sequence before where they, Piccolo and Mai, visit a village
They showed us they're looking for the Dragon Balls. Piccolo obliterates the town from above. Yada, yada. It's not really impressive effects. He just like, I mean, the damage he does is impressive. Nobody should be able to beat him if he's doing this. Because he, like, they're miles above. He goes,
yeah.
Pain did that in the final arc of Naruto.
The Frieza move. Frieza does that.
Yeah, he did him like in Planet Vegeta.
Anyways. So those were two things that we missed. But yeah, Mai shows up, throws some ninja stars at Gohan. Gohan deflects them. How does the house blow up? Oh, shit. Never mind. Piccolo
crushes it.
Probably the second best special effects in the entire film was the crushing of that house.
Yeah, that one looked fine.
Third.
What's the next?
The second, I think, is when Mai does the My Hero tech and changes into Chi-Chi and deforms out of being Chi-Chi. It was pretty impressive.
But was that? I don't even think that was special effects. I think that was just one actress flipping her head this way and then another actress flipping it back. It was a smart transition.
They sold me on it.
They did sell me. I think we both admitted that. I was like, okay, that looked really good.
That was a puddle of water out in the desert for sure.
Yeah, it was. Whenever they did something impressive, it was like, especially late movie.
Yeah, late movie. Holy. We were a little parched for something, impressive.
But Gohan fucking dies. We should reiterate. And not even is the loss of his life sad, but Goku throws pretty hard here because she's like, basically like, can I get your phone number? What are we doing? He's like, my grandpa's dying.
Yeah.
I've got to. And then parrot squawks and he's like,
see ya.
I got to go. My grandpa's dying. Runs through the woods, gets back home.
He does like a far away, like, see ya. I remember that.
Yeah. Which is weird if you feel your grandpa's life fading. But
hey guys, my name's Goku. See ya. My grandpa might be dead.
Bye. And then he's out.
Yeah, then he's out.
And Gohan dies in his arms. Tells him a riddle that rhymes, which I thought was stupid. Man, honestly, the whole rhyming scheme was really fucking dumb.
I was fitting on that. That was like maybe one of the best parts of the whole movie.
What? Actually?
Yeah.
Why?
The balls will found, make them round.
Dragons and bound. They didn't even finish the rhymes. Well, I guess they technically do later.
Say the sound.
They did really good with the rhymes.
And don't forget the reach around. I don't know.
That, I mean, that would be something Goku would be very focused on. That's within his character in this movie. But no, I mean, basically the plot, this is where we really go just rapid speed.
Yeah, from here it's just a sprint.
And there are some funny moments in between. Like, I thought Goku coming back into the house and throwing his bag down, and it just...
Yeah, it just falls off from his...
His
second story, and it falls down at the first
Not
story.
What I would be doing after my grandfather just died in my arms. But it was a funny bit nonetheless. He gets the Dragon Ball, held at gunpoint by Bulma. She's looking for the Promethean orbs. Yada, 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 yada.
We do meet Bulma here, though.
They team up. She does have the blue streak I mentioned. Because her hair
is blue.
They
do a team up. She throws a capsule pod out, and it turns into a three-wheeler.
No poof. It's nano machine tech, kind of. That's how it looks. It builds up, not poof.
Maximum speed.
Who says that?
The suit in Crisis, the nanotech.
Oh, yeah. It's nanogenics tech for sure.
Yeah, genetics. It's nanogenetics, yeah.
But it looks fine. It's a decent way to do it if you want to be more serious. I think, honestly, I think an easier and more practical effect would have been smoke. But maybe they thought it was too cartoonish for the vibe.
Smoke would have been awesome.
I think because it's easy to do. You just poof. And honestly, you could have shot it to be pretty badass. Now that we're on Bulma, I want to critique the carrot. What?
I was like, why? Where do we go from here? But I remember as he, like in his dying breath, tells him to go find
Roshi, my master.
There you go. And then Bulma shows up.
Promethean orbs, yada yada. She got stolen from. She does the thing again where she's like, my father's company, Capsule Corp, got robbed last night.
And then sequence of her shooting at my.
This is one of those things. Now I want to talk about the characters with Bulma specifically because it's really what bothered me is that I think she's done fine. Her motivation is fine for this kind of movie and to series it up a little bit. But she's like very mean, I guess. Like she could have been more savvy, more smart, more humor, I guess.
Yeah.
Because she was very serious all the time. And I don't even think it necessarily worked because they still wanted
to. Not all the time.
Not all the time. Because she also still did the Bulma thing of like using sex to sell ideas and like scam. But it comes out of nowhere and randomly, which is kind of what happens with every single character. Except for Yamcha, who is always surfer dude. Surfer dude scam artist.
Which I thought Yamcha was pretty good.
Yeah, but they didn't do the best part of Yamcha, which he's afraid of women. Probably because Goku is terrified of women for most of the film.
Yeah, you actually said that Justin was playing more of a Yamcha than a Goku.
If Justin was on Yamcha, this would have been an amazing movie. Because this is literally, like, he would have been perfect. Oh, we missed our favorite bit, Nano. This is, without a doubt, the best part of the whole movie. We're going back now. This is Goku going to the party. He's putting gel in his hair. And then he's like... And it's like spikes back up immediately. It's a pretty decent effect.
Yes.
And then the gel flies towards the mirror.
Yes.
And then he just stops trying, which is funny if you don't know what Saiyans are, and cool if you do know that Saiyan's hair is just kind of like that. So that was good. That was good.
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. That was great. All right. Now moving forward. I just wanted to give it its flowers so we could keep
going. I won't lie. It's bugging me that I can't remember the rhyme. So I was trying to see if I could find the rhyme online.
It's like if the Dragon Balls are not found, all of mankind's fate will be bound. And that's it. And that's literally all Gohan says. Roshi expands on it, but it pretty much never gets past there. It literally means nothing. You wanted to see the whole nursery rhyme?
I did.
You loved the rhyme scheme.
I did.
Okay. Well, everybody can take, you know, different parts of a movie. But yeah, I guess we're pretty much at Yamcha. Well, no, they find Roshi.
They His find Roshi in a hole. They CG'd the city behind Roshi's house, which looks like they were at Doctor Strange's house.
Yeah.
They, like, generally gave me like Doctor Strange vibes. The city was super, super futuristic, like Blade Runner style. And then
yeah,
Roshi's
they're trying
house
to show us more
like,
that it's weird. Like everything's weird.
Yeah. And then Roshi's house was in a divot. Like there definitely was like, I think
it's an old house in a hole around an expanded city.
Yes.
Like up.
Yeah, I guess they were, I've never seen that movie, but I guess they were trying to just still showcase that like Roshi was like a hermit or something.
He was a hermit.
But they didn't want to rebuild the Kami house and put it on an island or do CG for that. Even though they did a ton of CG later when they were on a motorcycle, that they could have definitely just filmed real, and instead it was just CG behind them. And if it wasn't CG behind them, then why did it look so bad? I don't know. But yeah, Roshi's in a brick house in the middle of a city.
And again,
he refuses, I guess, to be futuristic.
They try to keep the pervy thing, and they do, but in ways that are weird. The best way is what we would have liked, we both said, is if, because Goku and him do fight because he thinks he's a burglar. This scene was working decently.
This scene was pretty good. I liked this scene.
But they're fighting, and we both thought it would stop when he noticed Bulma, maybe.
That's, he said nothing to her.
No. Not really, but he does go on to sexually assault her.
Yeah, that's true.
So he does still have that. But a good way to do it and a bad is, like, if you're going to do it really minimalist, Bulma has, like, in his house, while he's looking for the Dragon Ball, he finds, a beach swimsuit magazine.
Yeah.
And he's like, collector's edition.
Yeah, collector's item.
That's funny. That's good. If you're going to do a minimalist, that's fine. But I thought that's where I thought they were going. If you want to introduce that, let it know that we know, that's fine. But then later he randomly will just, like, go on to sexually assault her two more times.
Well, okay, I wouldn't say it's random. He got on the bike with her.
Yeah, he got on the bike.
And then he just...
And it's too low. She says, move the hands. I just think that because it never affects his personality outside of, like, gag moments very quickly. Because then, you know, they're together riding into the desert for the next one. They fall.
Which they made Goku walk, by the way.
Yeah, that was like a training way to train him. But
honestly, they tried to include the training, but it felt really forced.
Really forced, and they had no time for any of it. He's running with a backpack, doing handstands.
Yeah, and he's doing handstands while they're driving, and they're CGing their background. Also, another thing I want to think while I'm thinking of this, a lot of this felt ADR'd. So many scenes felt like the talking did not fit their mouths.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Like, and also the sound design sounded more like they were talking into just like like how we're talking right now, which sounds like a podcast. But that's not how it should sound on a movie.
No, I think people are going to know what you're saying. It's just like
they were in a bar or something.
Dubbing over, yeah.
And it sounded like it would sound this right now. Like, it didn't sound like they were in a bar. I don't know.
No, it was awful. That was probably the worst technical part of the movie.
Yes.
It's just the sound.
And it was consistent through the whole thing.
Yeah, that's just how it was. I mean, it just almost
never sounded the way you felt like it should sound.
Anyway, I totally agree. That is 100% just throughout the whole movie. And it's even worse when it's like, where normally you would ADR, it's even more obvious. Like Goku would go, dang. And then his lips won't even move and go, I messed up. It's like, okay, that was added in post. But, yeah, when they fall in a hole, Roshi, like, grips her ass and then drops her. You don't remember
Oh,
that?
Did he? Oh, did he actually?
That was the whole
he
bit.
He straight up grabbed her ass?
Yeah, and then he drops her, like, oh. Like, what? But it was more like he was scared of her reaction to that.
Got it.
She doesn't bring it up, though. And that's where we meet Yamcha.
He dug the hole.
Yeah, who's, again, fine. I think the casting's fine, but the writers were, you liked him. I didn't like him.
Well, I didn't, okay. I liked him. I didn't love him.
But he was getting slaughtered out there.
Bro. I feel like you give him better lines, and he probably is the best character in the whole movie.
Yeah, I would agree. It's just...
Who do you think is the best character in the whole movie?
Probably Goku.
Okay.
Goku, and in another world where some revisions happened, maybe Bulma. You liked Piccolo. I did not like... Other than his voice. Piccolo's voice was cool the whole way through. And it makes me even happier that he is Zamasu, because... One, I think his voice does fit, is more befitting of a god type role.
Yeah.
But two, it did make the movie more enjoyable whenever Piccolo would talk. And I was like, now it's cool.
I don't know. I thought Piccolo did fine.
It was just close for me, I think. He looked like Voldemort.
Probably Bulma then, if I can't pick Piccolo. I think it would be Bulma and then Goku.
Because I just didn't like the way Bulma was as a character. That's not her fault. But in the perfect world, I think she probably would have been the strongest character.
Oh, yeah.
And Chi-Chi did all right. Like, she was trying.
Oh, Chi-Chi was good. Chi-Chi was good. I like Chi-Chi.
Chi-Chi was doing all right. She, honestly, I'm not even saying this but she was the most into the world. And they literally wrote that. Like, it's impossible for her not to be. She was like, you know, Ki, come to the tournament. We're doing this. We're doing that. She knew the most about the world by far. She was normal, you know, but what? Also she knew Ki, and also she was a martial artist.
I'm taking my answer back.
Okay.
Chi-Chi.
All right. I can't really fight you on that one.
Chi-Chi.
Yeah.
We did get a world tournament,
which, hey, we've talked about this a million times in this podcast, but that's something that, why not just imitate the show more directly? because this looks like Karate Kid bullshit. This looks like a four. This is like if you took your son there, you'd be like, oh, that's nice. They put the mat down for the kids. This is not for this is not for trained deadly warriors. Mai steals a little blood from Chi-Chi.
Mai so literally competing does, at the world was tournament. It Toga?
Yeah, the Toga stuff.
Mai does the blood. Toga tech for Mai Hero. She takes Chi-Chi's blood.
to like blend in as her later. But she the ring ounce is literally stepping outside of the painted on circle. And then the monk ref is like, one out, Chi-Chi.
Yeah, and Chi-Chi's like, why would you even come if you're not going to fight?
Yeah. Chi-Chi's on site in this movie.
And that's when Goku shows up.
Yeah.
And then that's also where they train and he learns the Kamehameha.
And this scene was all sex too. Goku's like, ah, I can't do it. This Kamehameha is not good enough. Chi-Chi's like, you got to make the move your own. And also, if you like five candles, I'll fuck you. And then he's like, okay, all right, well. And then he lights three candles all at once, bro. That is like.
She made him take a step back first, though, before he did that.
Yeah, he did. He was like, okay.
He had to take a step back, and then he was like.
You do realize that's okay. Crazy, right? He first, she was like, just do it three times. He did it once, twice, messed up, take a step back, and then he was like. And then he invented the Super Kamehameha. That's how down bad this dude was.
He's like, I can do this.
He said, this shit is so easy. But the make the move your own thing was kind of a cool moment because the way Roshi does the Kamehameha is very different from the traditional way. And Goku making it his own was doing it the traditional way. Yeah, he did the full breathe in, breathe out. Yeah, 17 hand signs, little shimmy, little under, little over.
Hey.
And then a gust of wind. It was completely pointless. Goku does it a little more fast than that. And so they blow out the candles and just go to town.
Yeah, because then it cuts to Bulma going out of her room and then seeing a Chi-Chi leave Goku's room.
You know what?
But then Goku comes back and then now there's two Chi-Chis. So did he...
If this scene was done faster, because the idea is funny. If this scene was done faster, this would have been legitimately the perfect way to adapt a Dragon Ball kind of feel. Because after reading the first arc, this is exactly what it feels like. Bulma comes out of her like hotel, like you said, sees Chi-Chi coming out of Goku's room, and she's like, oh, and then Yamcha comes out and is like, and then Chi-Chi leaves and Goku comes out like, hey, guys, and they're like, oh, no. And that perfect. That was actually, if it was faster, that was the perfect kind of bit. Sadly, they take it very slow.
They do.
And then the Chi-Chis start fighting because they run into each other.
Yep. And then Goku curb stomps the wrong Chi-Chi.
I was going to bring up, because he does, but he literally sees two Chi-Chis, his eyes go like this, and he rolls through fire to get to them. So once again, this guy is inspired by one thing.
Better than one.
This guy's inspired by one thing, and it's Chi-Chi. But yeah, I do, because they do the whole bit like, how do I know which one I'm supposed to fight? Only Goku has no hesitation. One Chi-Chi goes down and says, help, and he fucking orbital heal from Tekken 8. Boom! Fucking knocks her out cold. and then the other Chi-Chi goes, boom. Shoots him in the back of the head. He fucking dies. He's in heaven.
He was in heaven and talking to Grandpa Gohan for a bit. And Roshi Kamehameha's him to the chest to bring him back.
Resuscitate. Nobody gets Chi-Chi, though.
She's I did not dying. Think that's what he's doing. I thought he was doing maybe a different, but they had him go and say, Kameh, and it comes back to the Grandpa Gohan for a second.
Is that the only...
Kameh.
Does Goku do that at the end of the film, too? With the big... Okay. Because I was going to say, that's a whack way for...
No. Because he gives us a pretty good...
Yeah.
Comment!
If the beam looked better, it would be more impressive.
If it looked better and if he didn't jump. And was still...
There was no reason to jump.
It's like if you took me right now, cut me out as a PNG and just like dragged me up.
Yeah.
That's kind of what they did with him.
Like if he fired it and then put his hands back and jumped into it, maybe.
Yeah.
But he just fired it and jumped.
So... At this point, not know how to do Kamehameha. We've got Roshi together. We got Bulma. We got Goku back in life. We got Yamcha.
No Dragon Balls. All of them are stolen. No Piccolo has them all. It's GG's.
Yes. And so now he's at the podium to summon. And so now Roshi needs to go to his higher ups to get a Mafuba container.
Yeah, the Mafuba is
Which is where the Ghostbuster comes in to play.
Yeah, but that was also his sensei. He came to pick it up. He pre-ordered it and then picked it up.
Yes. And then now we're off in another Dragon Ball vehicle that they take off the side of a cliff.
It was pretty cool. This section was also cool.
Oh, we missed one part when they're in the hole and they dig through and they go to the lava area. And Piccolo drained some of his blood to create these mini.
That sucked.
There's a reason we didn't mention that.
That was lame.
That was pretty lame.
It was pretty lame. And like one more action scene. It wasn't really.
So we can just
Goku
move on
did
from
some
that.
Cool action.
Back to the sequence.
They could have made it drum or like one imposing guy would have been better than
eight random.
No name.
We have no idea who these are. I've never seen
you
these
might as
before.
Well send bugs.
Yes.
It was pointless.
Helldivers.
Yeah. It was like fighting basically. Like eight basic enemies in Helldivers.
Yeah. So they jump off the cliff in this definitely Capsule Corp vehicle and rotates the wheels midair, starts blasting to go towards it. And I want to say this is some of the worst use of CG in the entire. This looked really bad. The vehicle points looked really bad. The surrounding environment looked really bad.
Damn. You're just taking all the points out of
you.
Them?
Go look at that Chi-Chi scene. You come back to this scene. You tell me which one looks way better.
Well, they know what to spend the money on. Because one of them was Goku imagining a woman eating strawberries.
And the other was the penultimate action sequence of the film.
Yeah.
In a Dragon Ball movie.
Which one did Goku care about more? Yeah. If Chi-Chi was in the car, the budget goes up. Chi-Chi no in the car, budget go down.
Now, of course, one thing we're not talking about is this entire time, it's been 7 days. We're not talking about Ring or Samara. We're talking about the eclipse.
It's happening.
The eclipse is coming.
This is Ozaru time.
And when the eclipse comes, so does Ozaru.
Which I remember this part of everything here was burning.
I forgot
my brain.
About this.
Because Goku does, it's kind of pointless, honestly. Goku puts on Grandpa Gohan's gi. It's Goku's gi.
Yeah, so they did a shot where he's pulling on the boot. And then the next shot back to them, that's, you know, they're going between Piccolo summoning Shenron, attempting to summon Shenron, and then the Z Fighters. The next shot, he's just fully clothed when the whole thing's like tumbling. And
that's because he's him, bro.
Yeah, man, totally.
That's cool. They could have shot it cooler. If he, like, if
what
the last
cooler have anything to do with this?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, that was kind of a spoiler. He's in the next movie.
He's
the after credits scene.
We watched the mid credits. He's the after credits scene.
That would have gotten me a lot more excited.
What if there is an after credits scene?
There's not.
Are you sure?
It's the I remember this because as a kid, I was like, that's not even going to happen, bro.
Okay.
Whatever you're doing.
Sorry, go ahead, though.
Well, I mean, he puts the boot on. He comes out with the gi. Immediately becomes Ozaru. Rips off the gi.
That was so fast.
But admittedly, because he's only Ozaru for a minute, and then he cracks Roshi's neck, and then he's like, I remember
who I am. He actually killed Roshi.
He kills him dead. Dead. He breaks his neck.
And then he combines. He's like, I am not just Goku.
It's basically
but I'm also
Super
Ozaru.
Saiyan 4.
Yes.
It's pretty much Super Saiyan 4. It doesn't look any different at all. But this is how he gets the power boost. Yeah. He charges up. He gets the red eyes. Beast Goku.
And then he does the Kamehameha.
For April Fool's 1 year in Dokkan, by the way, so they really should do like a Chad. What is it? Chadwin. They should really do a Chadwin card. That would actually be hype.
Yeah, man.
It's true. I really do think that would be hype. But, you know, this is the end of the scene. He goes, I just thought it was lame because one, Ozaru's not big. He's tiny monkey man.
Yeah, that was so, I mean, they definitely made sure to never call it a grade eight.
No,
ever.
No, just Ozaru.
Because it wouldn't be a grade eight. It's just, he's basically a werewolf.
Yeah, he is literally a werewolf.
He's like a gorilla. Did he even look that much like a
monkey?
It
would basically be like, you know, the SpongeBob episode where Patrick runs around in a gorilla costume?
Yes.
That's basically what the Ozaru is.
Yeah. And it looked really bad.
I just hate it because I can't imagine that thing destroying cities and towns.
No.
Like, why does Piccolo need that at all? He can destroy that by himself.
Again, the entire plot point of this is completely gone because you don't have an Ozaru without a Saiyan and Goku's been on the planet for like 18 years, so it definitely wasn't Goku 2,000 years ago or 1,000 years ago or whatever. And the Saiyans did not send.
I'm after watching it again, I'm so pissed because if what we just saw was just an imagination in a boardroom guy's head and he was like, I don't like it. We could change some things here. Like, why is the legacy that they work together? Why not say only Ozaru can defeat Piccolo or something like that and then have a big transformation scene? He starts destroying stuff. And then, like, he just deformed. Like, why not? Why?
Yeah, I don't know what the purpose of that was. But anyway, Piccolo sends a death ball down to Goku. Goku uses Kamehameha. Instead of punching through Piccolo, Goku jumps forward still in his Kamehameha pose.
Yeah, just beams him in the face.
Beams him down, and then it's over?
It's lame is what it is.
And they use Shinron to wish back Roshi, even though Grandpa Gohan just died like maybe 12 hours before that.
Yeah. If I was Grandpa Gohan, I'm pissed. I guess he's just old, though. Like, he's 70. Maybe he was ready to go.
Maybe.
But Roshi gets to come back.
And that, Roshi gets to come back.
Shenron did not look good.
Shenron looked pretty bad, too. And that's pretty much it.
That's pretty much it. Goku does go meet up with
Chi-Chi.
I don't even remember. Do they? They do, right?
Yeah, they go in like a sparring thing.
Right, right. That's the only thing you remembered is that they go to spar.
Yeah.
Yeah. We know what they're doing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty funny because Chi-Chi's literally like, you knocked me out cold. Goku's like, sorry. And she's like, I let you hit me. And he's like, I'm going to hit you 3 times harder. And then she's like, do it because I'm going to hit you 6 times harder. And the movie cuts on that. Mid-credit scene.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Mid-credit scene is honestly horrible. It's probably my least favorite part of the movie.
That was awful.
Because not only is it crazy they thought they were getting another movie, but it's insane that this is in any way supposed to be like cool or intimidating because it's literally Piccolo in bed sick about to get a little wet nappy for his forehead. And he goes.
And they hold for a minute.
they hold on this way. That's pathetic. Wow. You don't want to see the big bad looking like that, bro.
I'm telling you right now. Man. They could have saved this movie.
I think so. I really think
I actually believe in this movie.
But maybe not. Maybe not nowadays. Because I think even if you
did you watch One Piece?
No,
I didn't either.
Because people nowadays have really sold, and you know, for good reason. There's been successful adaptations, like 100% accurate all the time. So I think now, even if something like this did come out, people wouldn't really be receptive. But when this released, this was the golden time period to go for what they were going for. Because it did not have to be Dragon Ball Z or Dragon Ball, but it had to be better than this.
Okay, I have another one that's kind of adjacent. Did you ever watch the Resident Evil movies with Alice?
Yeah, I watched one of them. I wasn't even a fan of Resident Evil, though. I just watched it because I liked the movies.
I think a lot of the hardcore RE fans really hate this like Alice character that was created for the movies, but I actually kind of liked those movies. Like in like a trashy way, but I really enjoyed those movies. This did not accomplish that.
No,
really in any way.
It almost could have.
Best part was the first 15 to 20 minutes.
I was really liking it. They still made a lot of choices I would have probably not advised.
But like if I think it would have kept that vibe for the next, give this movie an extra like 20 minutes at least. Keep that vibe for the next hour and 20 minutes. I think you walk away with like a solid like C movie.
Yeah, it's hard to say because my overall take on the movie would have been to up the cheese. But also tone down the cheese. I don't know.
Tone down the horniness a little bit. That wasn't even Goku's like plot line ever.
Yeah.
Donald's face says embrace the horniness. Never mind.
Just because I'm thinking like, because that was so much of the movie.
I guess that's right. Yeah.
Because that was so much of the movie. So I don't know if I would.
You would take away a lot of the movie's like spirit if you got rid of
it. Yeah. And it was funny. Like, I'm not even going to lie. Like the first couple of minutes, like I was really like, it was funny. Like Goku is a creep, but maybe like. Again, if it was funny. All like the high school thing, maybe it would have worked out more. Like, just like that same tone of like, this kid's a goofball. He's weird.
I think you could have went about it a different way too, without it being like Piccolo and it needing to be this big thing. Like, I think you could have almost done more of an origin story as opposed to all of that. And this was the era when origin stories were like, that's all people were doing.
Yeah.
I think you could have went a little more tamer with it. Embraced Roshi training arc. Embraced like a lot of that. You didn't have to have like...
Or even like, if we're going like really conceptual, if you want Goku's main focus to be Chi-Chi, like maybe we didn't need a Piccolo. Maybe we needed more of a Pilaf. Like a Pilaf could have been very good.
That's where I was going with it.
The whole first arc of Dragon Ball could have been done in like a movie. It's basically like Bulma wants to get a boyfriend. That's why she wants the Dragon Balls. Goku doesn't really care about the Dragon Balls, but he just gets promised that a cool wish is involved. Maybe he could have heard Bulma wanting a boyfriend. He would have been like, maybe I could use the wish to get Chi-Chi. And then they could have met Yamcha. That would have taken away Bulma's need for the wish. They could have met Roshi for the training. But then how do you kill Gohan? It really doesn't matter. But then Goku could have killed Gohan. And then maybe like only Ozaru can stop Pilaf, or Pilaf wants to wish for the strength of Ozaru. Something like that. You know, it didn't need a world dominating threat, you could have still had it. Honestly, like, there's, if you wanted this exact plot line, if you just redo some things, it's at least a D or C, not this. This is like all time people remember as bad. You could have gotten a C for sure with the same stuff.
All right. So I want to answer a few things, Dotto.
Go ahead.
Do you think that this movie deserves the hate it got?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Do you think there are redeeming factors from the movie?
Like, yeah.
Did you enjoy your time watching it?
For the first half, yes.
Yeah, same.
Second half, I was like, okay, now it's getting a little boring.
Do you see yourself ever watching it again?
Yeah.
Same.
I probably will watch it again.
Now that I've seen it again, this is something I may watch again.
Yeah, it's just something I think I'm always going to be
this is my only ever, I think, second viewing. I never watched it when I bought that Blu-ray.
Like, one day...
That was a collector's thing.
One day, a live-action Dragon Ball may come out again.
You know what? I think what would work better, which they've now already done it, so I guess it really doesn't matter. And I know this is, like, one of those, like, meta meme things at this point, but, like, a Pixar Dragon Ball movie would be pretty cool. Like, a 3D animated by... Like, if Westerners wanted to make Dragon Ball, I think that you do it as a 3D animated thing. But now that we've got superhero.
Yeah, I feel like superhero is just... Because I feel like the world is too unified now. This movie exists because anime used to be too weird. Now people don't give two fucks about being weird. Nothing's weird.
Yeah.
Everything is unified. Which is good, but I just don't think a take on Dragon Ball, whatever... It kind of sucks because I honestly, after the first 20 minutes, I was having such a good time that I do want to see another take.
Dotto was a fan in the first. If that movie stayed with that same energy for the rest of it, he would have said
that was really were too harsh. They were too hard. Well, because I would have gotten it because that's all the Dragon Ball they had, and it wasn't like it. But it was funny fucking stuff, man.
It was funny stuff. There's a thing we do always on this podcast.
Oh, I didn't even think about this.
Which is rating what we watch. I think we need to give Dragon Ball Evolution a rating. I know what I want to give it. Again, our ratings are relative. They're relative. We've never done anything like this. We've never done live action. So, you know, like if I were to say a 9 here, a 9 for Evolution is not the same as like Goku versus Vegeta or something.
Mine is. Mine's going to be on that same scale of enjoyability.
Shit.
But... Maybe I'll agree with you on the fact that the Dragon Ball rewatch is in just of terms of Z episodes for me, but I'm still going to use this. I'm going to use the same scale I used for episode 1 of Dragon Ball Z, I guess. This is just enjoyability. Straight up. Mine will compare to.
I'm ready.
I'm ready too.
3. All right, I'm go. 3, 2, 1, go.
3. 5. Okay. So 5 is like, why 5? 5 stars is pretty crazy.
I'm even though you've been the one, is it?
I was just making a joke because usually 5 stars is 5.
Oh, okay.
You meant out of 10.
By the way, we're on a 10-point scale. So 5 out of 10 is a 50%. It is a failing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm now realizing that I'm being a little contradictory because I know in the past I've said like 5 to 7 is more like.
I say 5. I go by 5 as average.
Shit. I'll give it a 4.
Okay.
Just because I don't think it's average. I think it definitely is below average.
Yeah, I would say my 3 is about that too. I would say it's still not enjoyable enough for me to sit through and be like, this is such a funny, bad movie. But I'd be lying if I said there were parts that legitimately, because honestly, Nano, there are movies.
Oh, there was the timing. There was the Bulma on the bike timing. That was kind of funny with Goku. Goku and Bulma on the motorcycle. And
then like she stops and Goku like, poof,
yeah.
Like, hits her. That was funny.
Yeah, there was like little random timings like that.
There was legitimate, because there are entire comedy movies, Nano, comedy movies that go by, and I never even smile. I never feel anything.
And I laughed at this.
I legitimately laughed, like out loud, like 4 times.
Yeah.
Usually I'm pretty like, but it does hurt because it's Dragon Ball, so it pulls it back for me.
Yep.
And some of the laughs were just so freaky.
Yeah, I didn't gas up as much as you did, but like the first 20 minutes, I too was enjoying myself quite a lot, actually.
Yeah, so... It's a 3, you know, which is good.
Oh, I enjoyed the Yamcha bits. I'm sorry, I just did.
You did, you know. You
which is why I'm giving it a 4 instead of a 3 like you.
Yeah, Yamcha.
And I originally said 5.
That's true.
I still stand by the fact that if we go look and we find another like episode of Z that's close to the same rating or ones that are beneath it, well, here's a question for you.
Go ahead.
This or Dueling Piccolos?
This. a million times over.
Yeah.
Dueling Piccolos is boring as fuck.
Yeah, Dueling Piccolos was bad.
Dueling Piccolos was boring as hell.
Holy shit. Dueling Piccolos was really bad, man.
Holy. This, again, made me laugh.
Yeah.
And it's also just kind of interesting from a case study point. So, and I got no problem. Like I said at the beginning of this podcast, if I meet Chatwin at a convention, I'm getting a signature.
Same. I would too.
I'm getting a signature and a picture.
Speaking of the beginning of this podcast, we mentioned that you guys could watch our reaction by supporting us and becoming key members here on YouTube by clicking the join button or over on patreon.com/key moments to watch even more than that. But this will be available over there too. There's so much other bonus content available. Dotto, I think I hear a little jingle.
It's jingling. This was a long, long episode.
I hope you guys enjoyed this one. We thought this one would be a special one, and we'll see y'all in the next one.
Bye.